Anti-abortion protesters are trying to change the law so that they can protest outside of abortion clinics. Under the existing law in most states, protesters can't be within 150 meters of an abortion clinic. But those laws were challenged in the High Court of Australia today by anti-abortion activists. One of them was Kathleen Club, who was arrested in 2016 for protesting outside of an abortion clinic in Melbourne. She's part of a group called Helpers of God's Precious Infants, a group which regularly campaigns against abortion Australia-wide. Paul Hanrahan is the coordinator of the Sydney branch of the group, and he says that the laws stifle freedom of speech.
I think they're outrageous and they're totalitarian. Now, the Greens are all for bubble zones, safe access zones around abortion clinics, but not around logging sites, or not when it stifles unions' rights to speech. How's that consistent? You tell me how this is anything but an attempt to silence those people who oppose abortion.
Mr. Hanrahan says that he has prevented hundreds of women from having abortions, and that he used to regularly protest outside clinics in Sydney until June of this year, which is when the 150-metre laws came into effect in New South Wales. The laws were introduced to prevent women from being intimidated or harassed, but Mr. Hanrahan claims that he is not harassing women, but helping them.
We actually provided witnesses who we'd helped. People that had attended the abortion clinics for an abortion, who we'd spoken to and who had changed their mind and kept their babies, and we'd provided financial and practical support to those people over many years. That's not judgmental, that's not harassment, that's care and concern. That's what we do.
But not everyone agrees. Many are arguing that Helpers of God's Precious Infants do harass women, many of whom have been reduced to tears after being shown pamphlets and pictures of bloodied fetuses.
I would say that they're crying because of what's about to happen. They're crying because their baby's going to die. That's why women cry. Women turn up crying. We get blamed. You think women don't turn up? Is there no women turning up crying now? I'll bet there are. Okay? We're a more visible reminder of it. They might not want to be reminded of it. But we're also a voice to say, we will help you, you don't have to do this. People would often object to those pictures, but they don't object to what's actually going on in that place. And they're paying for it, they don't object to that. That's schizophrenic. That people don't like the pictures, but they're okay with what happens. Don't you think that's schizophrenic?
Eva Cox is a feminist and a pro-choice campaigner, and she says that the laws are necessary to protect vulnerable women.
But, you know, as a feminist, I find it particularly offensive that they're trying to do this, because I do think women have a right to seek medical service without being abused in this particular way. And I'm just hoping that the High Court will come down with it, because it's extremely distressing to be assaulted verbally in this particular way. And having seen some of the demonstrations that some of the Right to Life put on, I mean, they're completely ruthless. I don't know how they actually reconcile it with supposedly their Christianity and their views on God. They've got a very punitive view of what God's going to do to you if you're not the person that they think you ought to be. And that doesn't strike me from the bit I do know about Christianity. That's not supposed to be what Jesus Christ was about, so can they please stop? And as somebody who very long time ago, you know, had a termination of pregnancy at a time when it was actually illegal in New South Wales, I'm very much aware of the sort of anxieties and things that being pregnant and having an unwanted pregnancy can cause, and the range of views from the fairly, okay, this is just another form of contraception, to people who do find it very emotionally and personally difficult making these sorts of decisions. The last thing they want is to be verbally assaulted on their way in to see the doctor.
Jeff Holland is a constitutional law lecturer at the University of Technology, Sydney, and he says that the anti-abortion case probably won't hold much water in court.
The Attorney General for Victoria in this current case has argued that, in fact, it's not political speech this case is concerned with, that if it were, for example, a discussion about or a debate about, no matter how that debate happened, it might be considered political speech. But here, The Victorian Attorney General is arguing that it's not political speech, it is just speech that is aimed at harassing or intimidating others. And that is the reasoning taken with respect to hate speech laws, so anti-vilification laws, that a law, provided it is framed in a reasonable way, can regulate or restrict vilifying speech without falling foul of the implied freedom of communication. So those laws can be consistent with this implied freedom. And the court has recognised that political speech can at times be quite vitriolic, it can be quite abusive, but it does draw a distinction, even where it might be considered offensive, speech that is about a political matter and speech that really has nothing to do with politics. And I do tend to agree that the speech that's being prohibited here has very little, if anything, to do with the political question of abortion. It is a form of harassment and intimidation that is being stopped.